I hope tonight that you and Coast listeners will feel a lot better after you listen to the man who has been the scientist in charge of the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory since it started in 2002. And he did his graduate work at Stanford, got his PhD in geology. He is a volcanologist. And as this swarm started back on January 17th, and it went almost 2,000 quakes until February 8th, and everybody was writing about it on the net, what is happening at Yellowstone and the caldera.
Yeah.
And clearly, 645,000 years ago, there was a gigantic magma explosion, and George, it blasted 240 cubic miles into the atmosphere. That is so much material that you could bury the entire state of Texas underneath 5 feet of ash and debris from that caldera explosion.
There's
been volcanic events since then over the past, like, 170,000 years ago. But this time, even though it's the second largest since 1985, there were no quakes higher than 3.8 magnitude on the Richter scale. But since this swarm was felt throughout the entire park and into Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, people began asking, could Yellowstone Park be building up to another big volcanic eruption? I took that question to the scientist in charge at the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory in his U.S. Geological Survey office in Menlo Park, California. Jacob Lowenstern received his Ph.D. in geology from Stanford in 1992, and he has been assigned to Yellowstone since the Volcano Observatory began in 2002. Here now is Dr. Lowenstern.
These swarms are something that happens pretty frequently at Yellowstone. They're not all as big as this particular swarm was. This is, I think, the second largest that we've seen over the last 30 years, but it's something that happens. It's a very active system. There's magma, molten rock beneath the ground at several miles depth, and there's a boiling groundwater system that causes the geysers in Yellowstone and hot springs, and so it's a very active place, and we get earthquakes there. The largest one was in 1985. That lasted a couple of months and had over 3,000 earthquakes, some of them approaching magnitude 5. Very intense event, larger than this one.
This would be second in terms of size.
Yeah, that's correct.
And that's why I think the general public is concerned, could the Yellowstone caldera blow up again with magma?
Well, in terms of these swarms, one also has to realize that the last time that a volcanic eruption happened at Yellowstone was about 70,000 years ago. And swarms like this and larger have probably been happening on a decadal level every 10 or 20 years for thousands and thousands of years. Clearly, these kinds of earthquake swarms can occur without volcanic eruptions.
There is, as I understand it, some evidence that this was the third such huge eruption. Are we overdue for something gigantic blowing up in Yellowstone Park again?
We don't believe that Yellowstone is overdue in any sense. These caldera systems can be active. They can produce more than one eruption. They don't have to. Some of them only produce one large caldera-forming event. Will there be more volcanic eruptions in the Yellowstone area? Yeah, there definitely will be when you look at geologic time. And there will be events again. Some of them may be lava flows that are relatively non-explosive. That would be most likely. We can have more explosive eruptions. And certainly somewhere on Earth, there will be very large eruptions similar to those that have happened at Yellowstone, and those will happen again. And they could happen at Yellowstone, but in terms of the timing of that sort of event, probably very, very unlikely over our lifetimes, maybe even over tens of thousands of years.